Dictation 4, Jan Balgaby, B as in boy, A-L-G-A-B as in Victor, Y. April 25, 47, addresses a letter to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Kasnin, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G-P-A-C, A421110. Dear Mr. Kasnin, consultation Mr. Balgani, chronic kidney disease progressive, creatinine has changed from a baseline 0.9 to 1 up to September 2021, things then progressively rising 1.2, 1.3, 1.9, 1.65, representing a GFR down lower 40s, upper 30s. He noticed some frequency nocturia, flow decrease, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no gross incontinence, no changes of weight or appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no claudication symptoms, no discolor of the toes, no major edema, some bruises of the skin, but no bleeding nose gums, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no upper respiratory symptoms, no localized pain. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes at least 20 years. He has not seen an eye doctor in a number of years. No documented neuropathy or foot ulcers. Question high blood pressure, although the losartan was given for kidney protection. Denies deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, coronary artery disease, or heart problems. Denies kidney stones. He's not aware of blood protein in the urine. No liver problems. Next paragraph, surgery is appendix, cataract surgery bilateral, tonsils adenoids, right shoulder rotator cuff repair. 4 or 5 colonoscopy is benign. Next paragraph, medications include metformin, glipizide, losartan, a number of vitamins, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, side effects to medications including sulfa. He's been told as a baby, and lisinopril causing cough. Next paragraph, he has never smoked. He used to drink heavily, but stopped 35 years ago. Again, he's not aware of chronic liver disease. No drugs. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system done being negative. Next paragraph, on physical exam. Weight 159 is stable. Blood pressure 130/78 on the right, 132/72 on the left. Alert oriented time 4, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, minimal bruises on the arms, prior length cataract surgery, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JBD, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no murmurs, no raps, no ascites, no palpable liver spleen, no femoral bruits, no gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is from May. A change of creatinine as indicated above. Potassium in the upper side, recently 5.1, before 5.8. Metabolic acidosis 18-19. A normal sodium. Normal calcium. Urine shows no blood, no protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. Recent thyroid study is normal. He has elevated PSA around 5 to 7. Next paragraph, minimal anemia, close to normal, normal platelet count. Normal albumin, liver testing. Albumin creatinine, last year, 37 milligrams per gram, A1C at 7.9. Kidney ultrasound in May, normal size kidneys, 10.7 right, 10.9 left. No urinary retention, no obstruction. There are cysts. some thickening of the cyst wall. Two other simple cysts. Next paragraph, an MRI of the prostate, January 2024. Not considered a high risk. Prostate is enlarged. This cyst on the left kidney and right has been seen on prior CT scan 2020 at the time of appendicitis. No prior echoes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, progressive over time, persistent changes between 3 months apart, in his case, few years. Not symptomatic, with prior imaging, no obstruction or urinary retention. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. There has been no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells. Does have diabetes, fair to poor control, with minimal low-level albumin in the urine. He's not taking any anti-inflammatory agents. There has been problems of elevated potassium and metabolic acidosis. We discussed about diet. We'll need to update chemistries to see if there is any major changes. Update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We will do a protein creatinine ratio. And given his age, we will check for monoclonal protein. Discuss with the patient the meaning of chronic kidney disease. We are looking for diagnosis as well as, if possible, prevent progression. Continue to follow.